That's all for Information Desk this week. So I will ask Jane to introduce our final set of news stories.
Thank you, Mike. Our fourth set of stories this week share an animal theme. They range from polar bears to chipmunks, via lambs and creepy crawlies. But they start with a group called Animal Rebellion. They have been spray painting in Norwich to oppose what they describe as the highly destructive animal farming and fishing industry. But they agree that they went too far when they used spray paint in the War Memorial Gardens. Chipmunks are on the loose in NR3 and worrying local wildlife experts. A lamb was born on Valentine's Day on a Norfolk farm with a heart shape on her fleece. Children have been queuing up for the chance to meet creepy crawlies in Castle Quarter. And a polar bear has been seen dancing around the city. First, here is Mike to tell us more about Animal Rebellion.
Activist group Animal Rebellion has apologised for a massive misjudgment after spray paint was used in the War Memorial Gardens in Norwich. The Animal and Climate Justice Group held a national night of action on Monday, with 6 people arrested in London after Westminster Bridge was blocked. Norwich-based supporters put up posters and spray-painted signs with slogans including, "Don't break any hearts this Valentine's Day, be part of a plant-based future." Areas targeted with paint were Norwich Market and City Hall, including paving slabs in the War Memorial Gardens. During the night, a massive misjudgment was made when spray paint was used at the base of the Norwich War Memorial. Animal Rebellion wishes to express its unconditional apologies for the impact this has had, and we understand that the sacrifice of veterans is a great demonstration of love that any individual can offer in service to the country.
There are chipmunks on the loose in the city gardens. NR3's loose critters are causing worry for a city wildlife expert about the impact the non-native rodents could have. Kevin Murphy of Norfolk Wildlife Rescue is on the hunt for the chipmunks, which are thought to have escaped from a home in Sussex Street, where they were kept as pets, saying, "I am concerned they may compete for food sources with local wildlife." The chipmunks join eagle owls, terrapins, and American crayfish as unexpected wildlife to arrive in the city in recent years, with several sightings of the creatures, which are smaller than squirrels and have a distinctive stripe.
A lamb has been born on a Norfolk farm with a heart-shaped mark on her fleece, on the most romantic day of the year. The female lamb entered the world at 7:20 on Valentine's Day at Wroxham Barns. She was named Valentine as she has a black heart-shaped mark on her back. 2 more lambs were born on the same day and were named Jack, after Jack Valentine, and Cupid, after the god of love. Wroxham Barns general manager, Aaron Ward, reported that the lambs are all healthy and well. Talking about the heart shape, Mr. Ward said, "It's a shame it wasn't red." Wroxham Barns Junior Farm has seen 23 lambs born so far this year, and the lambing season is halfway through. Half of the firm's ewes are still to give birth, after 35 became pregnant. The farm is popular with families during the lambing season, which coincides with the Norfolk School's half-term holidays. There are also goats, alpacas, ponies, runner ducks, and many more animals to visit on the farm.
From giant snails to cockroaches, children have been queuing up for the chance to meet creepy crawlies in Norwich. Norfolk's Insect Zoo, Bugs UK, visited Castle Quarter for a one-day event on Tuesday, February the 14th. Bugs UK Park is a 5-acre invertebrate zoo opened by Martin French at the former home of Norfolk Wildlife Park in Lenwade, and boasts more than 200 different species. The team brought along a collection of its insects, including millipedes, giant African snails, and cockroaches, with visitors getting to learn more about them.
Surprised city folk may have noticed a 10-foot polar bear dancing around their streets. But there's no need for alarm, as Harry the Bear has been helping people across Norwich to celebrate birthdays and special events by dancing to popular tunes and giving out flowers and balloons. Vitalis Banicus first donned the giant costume in July last year and has been turning heads ever since. He says it's a tradition in his home country of Lithuania to dress up in giant costumes of different animals and surprise people on their doorsteps to celebrate their birthday. Now he's brought the fun to Norwich and has so far performed at anniversaries, christenings and weddings. The bear is even available to crash dull evenings at work with his dancing. Vitalis said, "I do all these events with Harry. We turn up outside someone's house for about 15 minutes and do two songs before giving them balloons and flowers. Harry the Bear works 3 days a week and charges £60 a surprise. The bear can be booked via his Harry Bear Facebook page."